CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
I feel like I'm about to blow some information wide open on this show right now.
Love it.
Oh, you're going to be interested in this.
Okay.
One of my mates, he came to me and he said, you wouldn't believe what's happened to me over the weekend. And he's just currently in a relationship and they've been dating, I think, for like 8 months or something. And their relationship is a bit chaotic.
Okay.
And they have a few trust issues going on.
Is he with a guy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay.
And he said it got really bad on the weekend when he found out something that she has been doing to track his whereabouts.
Oh, there's some crazies out there.
Wherever he goes,
she's
been tracking him.
How?
And it's really easy to do.
How?
To anyone. So anyone who has an iPhone, which they both have an iPhone,
yeah.
He found out. So I'll give you the whole story. He went into work on a weekend, and usually he doesn't work on weekends, but this weekend he had to work, and she's messaged him and said, where are you? And he said, oh, I told you, I'm at work. Like, I'm at work all day today doing extra things. And she messaged him, and she goes, you're not at work. And he's like, yes, I am. And then he took a picture. He had to take a picture of himself at his workplace with a paper with the date on it. Like, that's how crazy she is.
Who took the photo? The hot secretary that he's been hooking up with?
Yeah, but that's, you know, irrelevant information. But anyway, and she's like, and he's like, why did you keep, you know, asking where I was if I'm proving to you that I was at work? And she said, oh, I've been tracking you on your iPhone.
Oh, that's game over.
And he's like, what do you mean you've been tracking me? And anyway, I got shown how this was done. So if you go into any text message between someone, you can go into the little eye that's on the top right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And if you click on that, it'll bring up, it'll have their name and their like a little icon to call them. And then it also has send my current location, and it also has share my location. If you click on the share my location, it comes up with three options. It says share for 1 hour, share until end of day, or share indefinitely.
Right.
When he has been away, she's grabbed his phone and she has clicked on share indefinitely, which brings up on an app that's on every iPhone called Find Friends, and it will give the location of that iPhone for that particular person.
Wow.
Is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard?
For anyone that doesn't think that these companies and stuff can follow where we are at all times, but the apps and stuff that, you know, you have to share your location for it to work is kidding
themselves.
You have
to put on location services for everything.
Yeah.
Like most apps that you
Google,
use these days.
Maps, the whole deal.
What is going on?
Oh.
I said to him, run. Run for your life.
Yeah, run for your life, and she'll know exactly where you're running to, but run.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. How long did you say they've been together? 4 years?
No, 8 months.
Oh, 8 months.
And she said, oh, I've been looking at your whereabouts for 6 months.
2 months into it?
Yep.
Who is this chick?
I don't know, but I was just shocked at how easy.
Is he staying with her, or is he going to give her the flick? I mean, is she pretty hot, is she?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Oh, okay, well, you put up with that for a bit, wouldn't you? Maybe a bit longer.
I think this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah?
Like, that's next level crazy. Like, a little bit of crazy is okay.
If you can just run me through how to do it again, because I'm definitely doing that to Jamie. I need to know where she is at all times.
I'll type out a full PowerPoint presentation for you.
Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
One of my mates told me a girl that he's been dating for the last 8 months. He came to the discovery that she has been tracking his phone for 6 months of that 8 month relationship.
And it's super simple to do. You
super
don't need any
simple.
Fancy app. You just need to have access to the other person's phone for what, like a minute?
For like a minute. And if you go into like your text message conversation with that person, you then just go to the little eye icon up the top, and then it says share my location, and you can turn it on really simple.
And you can leave it on indefinitely.
Yeah, and it's called Find My Friends. It's an app that's on every iPhone.
Oh, I'd love a celebrity to come in here, leave their phone, and then like we track Jason Derulo wherever he goes, you know? And he doesn't even know.
Just tip off the paparazzi. Just
always at the strip club. He's like, never left. he's always there. Bex in Wamberal this morning, we put it out there and said, if you've ever done this or had it done to you, let us know.
We'd love to hear from you.
Threw out a Hail Mary and got a couple. So, Bex, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Dolly.
Has this happened to you, Beck?
I use it with my mum.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, well, that's a good one then.
Is that for a safety thing, is it?
Look, my mum's hopeless and never answers her phone. So if she doesn't answer, I'll call her partner. But it did come in use last month after my wedding, and they were cleaning up, taking loads of rubbish to the tip, and she left her phone on the back of the boot by accident. And I got a message from her. So I was like, oh, I'll look it up. And I looked her phone up and I found it and I screenshot where it was and we found it on the side of the road.
Wow.
Oh, that helps.
That's amazing.
There's also an app for that called Find My Phone, which you can use. So,
Find My iPhone.
Yeah.
It's also, that'd be handy if you've got a kid, like a teenager, and you need to track their whereabouts. It is a safety thing.
Yeah, 100%. Let's go to John. Morning, John.
Morning, John.
How you doing?
Very well. Has this happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few years back when I used to work on Central Coast, North Queensland, I used to get a lot of call-outs for my job, and my partner didn't believe me, and just before I had lock on my iPhone, and she set up Find My iPhone, unbeknownst to me.
No.
Right. And she's tracking where I was going because she didn't believe that I'd got so many call-outs.
Are you still with this girl?
No, absolutely not.
So that's I was going to say.
That's the end of the relationship right there, right, when you find out she's been tracking you the whole time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And did you get caught out at any point, John?
Well, no, she didn't offer to help me once on any job I went to.
You didn't stray at all, John?
Rude.
Can you imagine how stupid?
Didn't stray anywhere, John? Not even a little bit off the track?
Even a time like where you tell her just to get her off your back, you know what I mean? If you go into the pub with some mates, you didn't tell her, oh, I've got a job call out.
No reason to do anything like that.
God, she would have felt so silly.
I know.
Can you imagine? How'd you find out that she'd done that?
Well, she actually left her phone out and she pinged it.
Right.
Oh, no.
She pinged my phone and there it was on the screen going, John's iPhone. Is here. Like, oh, well, that's a bit too much crazy. I'm out. Yeah,
that's an awkward conversation.
You should have messed with her, John, and just gone to her mum's house or something. And then made her think you were hooking up with her mum.
I've been having it off with your mum for 2 years.
It's been great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzie.
CFM.
It's heating up, Bree.
Oh, it's politics crunch time this Saturday.
Oh, politics on the coast, I tell you what. Labor candidate for the Gosford by-election, Liesl Tesh, is here with us this morning. Morning, Liesl.
Morning. Yeah, it's really hotting up now.
Isn't it?
To have you in here in a different capacity, because last time we had you in, you're a friend of the show, to talk about the Paralympics.
I know, I was waving that gold medal around, and then afterwards there was little Tasmanian devils I could hang around with.
I know.
Oh, don't remind me, that was a great day.
First thing Liesl said when she came in, she goes, where's the Tasmanian devils? I'm like, they're not always here, Liesl. It was just a coincidence at the time. How's it all going? How's the campaign going? Because Saturday, April 8th, this Saturday is when we go to the polls for the Gosford by-election.
I'm feeling really good. I'm having an absolutely fantastic time, but I'm actually feeling really nervous about the outcome. Sport, I can channel the nerves, whereas this is a whole new world for me, so I'm really excited and really honoured to be out there putting my hand up to represent our community.
Are you feeling confident?
Oh, we'll wait. We've got to wait till the buzzer goes at the end, and then we'll have a look at the reality of the point score.
Jeez, just being modest.
You've been really campaigning, because I live on the peninsula as well, my side of town.
Lucky you.
And I see you around Woi Woi, and you are charging around. You are a lady on a mission. I don't even get a chance to say...
How do you think she's won so many gold medals, Gorny?
I don't even get a chance to say hi to you, because every time I see you're on the go, doing something, got to get out there.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Like, it's an amazing opportunity, but not to be teaching. Like, I would be out there all day, every day as well, but I've had that full-time job as a teacher for the last, 25 years, so that sort of kept me in school during the day. But now I'm just out and about and loving it.
Okay. Have you left that to do this? Have you?
I've taken leave without pay, so, the regulations are you take leave without pay.
Okay. You must really feel strongly about this, Liesl.
Absolutely. I'm totally committed to the whole, I suppose, responsibility, we say. Yeah, no, I've lived on the peninsula for 10 years, I've lived on the coast for 20, and I love the coast. And you don't put your hand up to represent your community if you don't feel like you know your community well and you're passionate about doing the best thing for your people.
Of course.
For our people.
And so what are some of the policies and what are you pushing in the campaign?
Well, I can't help it, but I really am passionate about public education, so cuts to TAFE is being a bit of a hard hitter for the young people on our coast, which then influences their opportunities in life and jobs in the future. And, of course, I'll be fighting to stop the privatisation of Wyong Hospital. Like, it's not
Which
just...
Which there's been a lot of talk about that on the coast for the last couple of years.
We get hit up a lot, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of people come to us and want us to chat about that on the air. So.
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of health workers, and it's not just Wyong that's going to be impacted. It's jobs and shared resources across the whole coast and the flow on down to Gosford Hospital, which is going to hit our community possibly quite hard. And I just think public assets need to stay in the hands of the public.
Okay, it is a big change that would be happening for the coast.
Bree's always got some suggestions for things that she would like.
Sure. Anyone who listens to this show, Lisa, will know that I have been campaigning for the last year and a half to get a gold-class cinema on the coast.
Important.
Any chance?
On the peninsula?
Yeah.
Anywhere. I don't mind.
I live over there. I'll take that.
I'd like it more central,
although
I'll take it.
I like Edelong Cinema too.
We do have a beautiful Edelong Cinema. We've got a great thing happening at Erina, but whatever you need, Bree, let's talk.
We can put it in the works. Okay. All right.
Get the wheels moving.
I'm a fan.
Which is great news.
You've got my vote.
Can you pre-vote before Saturday? Because I know a lot of people like to get it out of the way.
Absolutely.
Are you encouraging people to do that?
Absolutely. And pre-polls open up above the clock tower just across from the train station, also in Watt Street in Gosford. So 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. and then it's open till 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It's only open late night, so just jump in on the way past off the train.
Okay. And you can avoid that rush on the Saturday too if you've got stuff on.
Hey, I did see, just quickly, I saw a bit of territorial wars the other day. I saw you in one spot and I saw Jilly on the next block. Are you guys sort of like, is there a fight for territory?
You guys are the two nicest humans on the coast.
You were very nice.
People have been saying to me how it does get this horrible rivalry.
Yeah.
And I have not seen any of it. Like, we're just operating in a space of love and really enjoying the lead up to the election.
Okay. See?
And that's the exact same thing Jilly said. It's so nice to see that you guys, two nicest people on the coast. I wouldn't expect
Are you sure
different.
You don't want to take a Donald Trump approach and just offend everybody? I mean...
Absolutely never.
Okay.
Just call her all the things Donald Trump called, what was her name? Oh, my God.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, the forgotten one.
I was thinking of some of the names Donald Trump had called her. I didn't want to say one of them.
Liesl, all the best for the weekend on Saturday. I'm nervous for you, honestly. I've been watching the campaign unfold and I just wanted to, we'll just see how it goes.
When you feel so strongly about something, it's a nervous time for you.
It is really exciting. And I think another really important thing, just to make sure everyone doesn't forget to get out and vote on Saturday. So if you live in the Gosford electorate, get out there and cast your vote on Saturday.
Okay. And if you're behind Liesl Tesh, you need to get in there and vote.
Absolutely. Vote Labor.
For joining us on the show.
Always
the
a pleasure.
Good on you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're about to go head to head in a bit of this, Gaunzi.
Time is waiting. You only get 1 second. All the time.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Producer H, can we please put down on the things of list to do to change that over?
I don't mind it. I think it's fine.
It's good. It's not great.
Now, I'm on this side of the desk because I can't be on that side because we have the songs all racked up, ready to go.
You haven't looked at them?
I haven't looked at them, no.
Okay, good.
No, I didn't click on them. Jesus, good being over here, not having to do anything. Is this what you do every morning?
Welcome.
Oh, you've gone down the...
Oh, that's good. Bring it on. Keep bringing it because we're about to go head-to-head this morning.
Take a walk. I'm going first.
Okay.
Get out.
All right.
Okay, Bree's going out.
Are we playing for people this morning?
Oh, you can't listen out there either because I know CFM's playing in the...
I'll go into Matt's production
in the hallways. Don't listen.
Yes, you are playing for people this morning. And just as I say that, the screen over here goes dead.
Okay.
Gordy, you're playing for Tracy in Bensville this morning.
Yeah, Trace.
Okay, I'm going to pull the bed all the way down. I'm going to start the timer. You've got about 15 seconds.
Can I name artist or song?
Artist or song this
artist
week.
Artist or song.
Either one.
Okay, either one. All right. Oh,
here we go.
Okay.
Are you right?
20 seconds.
Here we go. It's a little bit less than 20 seconds, so you've got to be quick.
Oh, okay, yep.
Here we go.
Walking Away.
Yep.
Shine, Marie Rihanna.
Yep. I've never seen
it. Diamond, Lord. Andy Grammer.
I'll give that to you. That's four.
Oh, you got the name of the song in the little grabs there, so I just had to say what I heard. But anyway.
But you still got Rihanna one wrong. You got it by artist in that one, so I'll give that to you. You've got four. Brie can come back in. You got to go grab her now. So four to go, and you're playing for Tracy in Bensville. And then we've got Steve in Berkeley Vale that is on Team Bree. She's completely isolated herself.
Sorry,
so she couldn't hear anything. All right.
Standing in the booth.
As per usual, I will not tell you how many Gaunzi got.
Okay.
You're going for yourself. The buzzer's about 15 seconds.
I got 9.
Right.
don't
get
lie.
Out of my head. Whatever.
Pressure. Are you ready?
Can we bring down the music bed?
You're playing for clarity. Steve in Berkeley Vale, okay?
Hi, Steve.
Here we go. The timer starts and the song starts straight away. Here we go.
I'm walking away.
So shine.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I've never
Rihanna.
Seen
Lord. I got these. Fresh eyes. Geronimo.
I'll give it to you.
What? The buzzer went.
The buzzer went for a long time. You said the last one,
yes,
too.
Stuff.
Which means Brianna Tomasello's yeah, done it this boy. Morning.
Feels good victory for me.
You've done it for Steve in Berkeley Vale this morning.
You're welcome, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Boy.
Easiest thing Steve's ever done. He just had to sit there and have a listen. But anyway, Crown Plaza, where locals play and stay. We've got a voucher for you. Sea Salt Restaurant for this Friday morning.
You have and a mate, Steve, the buffet. We'll see you then.
Steve, what did you think? Did you reckon Brie actually won that one, mate? I know you got the prize, but come on.
Yeah, definitely.
No, get
see?
Out.
I love your work, Steve.
Whatever.
Free breakfast.
It's not my year. I want the free breakfast. That's what it's all about, mate.
What's that, Steve?
I think you won by two or three.
I think I won by a long way, Steve, if I'm honest. Easy.
You won yeah. by yeah. one, mate.
I mean, that's a long
Don't
way
Don't get
that
too
game.
Excited.
All right, Steve, you've had your airtime, mate. Good on you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Just getting some news through this morning that we're seeing. You may have seen it yourself today, but... St. Petersburg in Russia, there's been a train explosion. 11 people are confirmed dead, and we're still yet to find out if it's a terrorist attack. But we're just keeping
an eye. There's
still
more reports coming through. They haven't confirmed or denied anything at this stage.
We're keeping an eye on those details as the morning unfolds. But interesting that before the show this morning, we chatted to a guy by the name of Adam Dean. Now, this is a fascinating chat. We need to hold this chat till tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we're going to play this on the show tomorrow. Adam is actually previously a senior member of the Islamist extremist organization Al-Muhajirun. And there's a video that was going around on the internet about Adam talking about what it was like to live in that kind of lifestyle. And now he's obviously reformed and he does work for an organization called Quilliam, where he educates people on Islam beliefs and what he went through exactly.
Yeah, so he's been through that and now he's trying to help people get away from that because he sees the what he was doing was extremely wrong. But, oh man, chatting to him and talking about his time involved in the organisation, the Islamic extremist organisation, and he was talking about 9/11. And we did ask him about the work that he's doing now, which we'll play on the show tomorrow. But we also talked to him about in the heat of it all of 9/11. And how's what he said about that?
I know.
At the time.
Because he was in the midst of being a part of that organization and being a part of that euphoric kind of atmosphere that they create. Well, I mean, they're brainwashed.
Oh, exactly. And that's
when they're
exactly
in there.
What he says.
And he talks about what that feeling was like around 9/11.
Have a listen.
I'll give you an example of kind of the height of my extremism. Everybody remembers what they were doing on 9/11. And I remember seeing the first tower being hit and completely fixated on the screen. And then when the second tower was hit, it was confirmed pretty much that it's a terrorist attack. And I remember feeling really excited that America had been hit. And there was a real sense of elation. And I started phoning around other members. And I remember phoning one of my friends who's in the organization and, you know, saying, have you seen what's happening? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And he drove down. And we went in the car together, driving around, honking the horn, jeering, and stopping people on the streets of London saying, have you heard, you know, America's been hit. You know, looking back now, I'm completely mortified by that, but at the time it was seen as a great victory.
How crazy is it to hear him say the words excited
I know.
By that? Like that, when I heard that, I got rage inside.
I know. It makes me feel... It's amazing to hear the insight of someone who's gone through what he has and exactly how he felt and how obviously he'd been brainwashed to the point.
Well, he was young, right? He was 19.
He was 19 at the time when he joined the group, and he left in 2003. So that was obviously after 9/11.
Yeah.
And he also talks about in the chat, which you can hear tomorrow, the feeling he had when he met a woman whose brother died in 9/11. Yeah. And he said that was a massive turning point for him in his life, where he realized it kind of brought him back into reality of, you know, what he was doing. It's crazy to hear the stories that he has.
Yeah, we're going to put that together for you, and we'll have that on the show tomorrow here at C. But we did that chat before the show this morning, and we need to do it justice. We need to sit down, put it together properly so that you get both sides of the story. So when he was involved and the work that he's doing now.
And being reformed, being a reformed Islamist extremist.
Exactly. So we'll have that for you tomorrow here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
So I was at a bottle shop in Umina over the weekend. You'll love this story. I was in there getting some drinks for my engagement party, of course, which was coming up, and we were doing that. And I mean, I just turned 31 this week, and even when I go to the counter to buy drinks, for whatever reason, I still don't look them in the eye. I feel this really weird kind of, oh, God, they're going to ask me. Oh, no. They're going to ask me for ID.
What, is that how often you used to do it when you were underage?
No, I just get asked for ID so much still.
I'm so young. I'm so youthful. Everyone asks me for ID.
No, because in my late in my late 20s, I hated it. And now that I've hit 30, I love it.
I love getting asked for ID. You in your late 20s, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, embarrassing.
Oh, horrible.
It's
terrible.
Embarrassing when you're 28 getting asked for ID. It's embarrassing.
I don't think anyone would be with you on that.
Yeah, as a guy it is, I'm telling you. If you're a guy, if you're a guy and you go on a date with a girl and the bouncer pulls you up for ID, doesn't look great.
And you're embarrassed that you look under 25? No way.
Under 18, isn't it?
No, it's 25.
Oh, it's a 25, is it?
If you look under 25, they have to ask.
Well, this girl rolls in, right? This girl rolls in with braces on, and she looked like she was about, I don't know, 14.
Young.
Like, looked young.
Okay.
Like, super young. She's walked in, not knowing how to play this thing, and gone.
Oh, no.
She walks straight in. She goes, "You got any raspberry cruisers?" And I've straight away turned around and went, whoa, what's going on here?
Because that's every 30-year-old's drink of choice.
So, you got any raspberry cruisers? And the guy goes, yeah, we got raspberry cruisers. She walks back out the front and goes, guys, they've got raspberry cruisers.
Oh,
and I went, this is brilliant. And the guy behind the counter just sort of got his shoulders back and sort of pepped up for a second. And he looks at the lady, he goes, I'm going to ask for ID, of course. And I went, oh, this is going to be great. What's her excuse? He goes, you got any ID? And she goes, oh, I drove here. And he goes, I don't care. Have you got any ID? She goes, I drove here. We're staying at the caravan park. And he goes,
Is that a form of ID these days?
He goes, so I don't care how you got here or where you're staying. I need to see some ID. And he goes, I also need to see the ID of the two girls outside. She goes, nah, they don't have their IDs. They lost theirs. But, yeah, mine's back at the caravan park, and I don't really want to drive back there because I drove here. And the guy's just looking at her like, you have
no chance.
And she's refusing to move. And I've already bought my drinks, but I'm refusing to leave as well because I want to see what goes on. Like, I'm loving it. I'm loving her trying to dig her way out of this hole. And she just had nothing. And the power, he just loved it. It's like when I worked at the movies and I checked people's IDs to make sure they were 15 to get into the MA15 plus movies. And when you reject them, oh, man.
Oh, you're a badass.
Oh, mate. Oh, if I was a cop, I'd tell you.
You, literally.
Oh, dear, I'd be...
You're so cool.
I used to take pride. That's a student card, mate. You're not 15. You're not going to go see 8 Mile on your bike, buddy. On your bike.
Oh, you're as cool as Vin Diesel.
And I was 14
you're
at the time.
You're that hardcore.
I was 14 myself.
You're hardcore. So
see you later.
Is that a library card? No entry, mate.
Get out of here, son. You're lucky I let you off on this one. But, yeah, the girl just refused to leave.
So what happened?
I don't even really know. I had to kind of leave because she just refused. She was, like, pleading.
Which is strange.
She was saying, no, trust me. I drove here. I'm at the caravan park. Please don't make me go back to the caravan park.
And then the guy goes, do you pinky promise? All right, I'll take your word on this one.
But next time, I won't accept the pinky promise.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
April 4, mark it in your calendar. Write it down. a year today until the Commonwealth Games kicks off. Gold Coast, Australia.
That's huge. That's going to be massive.
I'm pumped for that.
They've been getting ready at the Gold Coast for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
They've been putting in trams, all kinds of public transport.
Looks like it's going to be a nice facility too on the Gold Coast, which is going to be great.
Oh, it'll be a great spot for it.
You don't get as excited about the Comm Games as the Olympic Games. It's like a little version, isn't it? But it's still
good.
I'd love to go to some events.
Oh, it'd be awesome to go to some events.
And check it all out. Something I stumbled across a couple of weeks ago that I saved, I thought we could maybe get involved in. And with the announcement, you know, with it being exactly a year away, I thought we could have a look at it today. Is they are looking for people. Have you seen this? They're looking for people for the Queen's Baton Relay. We get to carry the torch around, like the, you know.
What, like the Olympic torch?
Yeah, it goes all around Australia. They're looking for people to do legs.
Do you have to run?
I don't know what you're going to do. Run, walk, however you want to get it to the next leg, I guess.
Can I have a brisk walk?
Do you want to hear the criteria?
Yeah, what's the criteria?
What it takes. I don't know if we make the cut.
We don't size up.
But I thought we could put it out there, 13, 12, 16. Maybe we can help someone. Maybe try and get it in the, on
what
the
central coast. What about Rashiwara, Jack Colreevy?
He's a good one.
He's a marathon runner.
F45 trainer, Rashiwara. Here's some criteria. Has achieved something extraordinary or inspired others to achieve something extraordinary? Can you think of anyone? Don't say yourself.
I was going
to
say.
You're trying to think of anything extraordinary you've done.
I'm trying to think of someone I know.
That's the first thing I went. So I went, well, how can I be a runner?
Oh, I knew instantly that I ain't done nothing.
I'll put it out there right now. I would love to carry the baton.
Oh, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm not.
Is it called a baton or a torch?
This says baton. Queen's Baton Relay. So maybe it's not lit up. Maybe it's just the baton. It is the Comm Games, so.
Bit of a cheat relay.
Doesn't matter. Still involved. What else we got here? Has made a significant contribution to either sport, education, the arts, culture, charity within their community. There's got to be people listening right now that feel like they meet this criteria or know someone that does.
Oh, it'd be great to have a representative from the coast.
13, 12, 16, if you know of anyone, make some suggestions and maybe we can look into it. There's two more pieces of criteria. Has excelled or aspires to excel athletically or personally. You carry on Cougars. You got voted best player there by the players.
I do meet that criteria. That is for sure.
And the last one is who contributes to a fun, friendly, vibrant and inclusive community. Well, I feel like we do that here. Let's see.
We just don't notice get how those my, first two.
Notice how my voice goes higher as I'm trying to just make
trying to justify it.
That's us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
us. Can you think of anyone else on the coast that you know?
Oh, Liesl Tesh is coming up on the show.
I was going to say Liesl Tesh.
This morning, so,
she's on the show. I mean, she's done amazing things in her lifetime.
Exactly. And we've had many guests on this show that could easily cover that off. But look, I thought I'd put it to the people today of the coast, 13, 12, 16, if you know of anyone. Let's get them on the show next. Let's see what they're doing in the community. And
what about our boss?
Who?
Yamo. Yeah.
What's he done?
Nah, I'm just joking with you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
So they've announced Commonwealth Games kicks off 4th of April 2018.
On the Gold Coast.
On the Goldie in Australia. So I'm
excited
gonna try and go.
To see Lawn Bowls is in the mix.
Is it?
Totally stoked about that. Also, badminton.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you ever seen an Olympic or Commonwealth game of badminton?
I don't think I have. Do they go hard?
It is full on.
Is squash in it? Oh, no.
Yeah, squash is in it.
Producer Ray should be happy with that. Who's watching that?
Oh, yes,
Producer Ray is frothing over it.
Didn't you campaign to get it in there or something?
No, so we've been campaigning for
why did you start
eight.
It?
I'm interested in
it. The Olympics, to try and get it in the Olympics.
And any luck?
It's been knocked back twice because wrestling got in there.
Wrestling's more exciting than squash, isn't it? I mean,
I'd rather watch squash.
Would you?
Thank you.
Combine the two. Have a wrestling squash match. That'd be great.
That's something different altogether.
Hey, look, they're looking for people to do the Queen's Baton Relay around Australia. They've got a map and it's going right the way around Australia. The criteria, you need to have achieved something extraordinary or inspired others to achieve something extraordinary, made significant contribution to either sport, education, the arts, or blah, blah, blah in the community, and There's a bunch of other stuff listed here that is not needed. Excelled or aspires to excel athletically or personally and a bunch of other things.
One of my friends has the Sydney Olympic torch in display in her house. Yeah, her auntie who was an Olympian at Atlanta. Actually, I think she went to 3 Olympics for softball.
Okay.
And she carried the torch in for Sydney.
Oh, nice.
And it's displayed in her house. It's pretty cool.
She should get Nikki Webster to sign it.
Oh, that would be.
We could make that happen.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, Cameo, on 13, 12, 16 in Glenning Valley, you'd like to recommend someone for this thing.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're well. Thanks for calling the show. Who have you got? Is it yourself? Is it someone you know?
No, it's not myself. It's my partner, Aiden.
Okay.
He absolutely loves the Queen.
Yep.
And
that helped.
He's also, he's an ultramarathon runner. So the last race that he did, it was 100Ks in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think that he would be perfect to do it.
He really meets the criteria by the sound of things. Has he thought about doing it? Is this the first?
You should nominate him, Cammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to nominate him. No, not myself. I couldn't do that.
Okay.
I would have trouble running 5Ks, but Aiden could definitely run more than 100Ks.
Be great to have him as the representative from the coast.
I don't think they require you to run 100Ks, do they? That's not
a part of that.
I don't think that's
there
a part of
there wouldn't be many people who'd be putting their hand up, I don't think.
You get halfway through the entry form and go, 100Ks? No way.
And he loves the Queen. I love the Queen too.
Okay, well, we'll...
Yeah, the Queen's a babe.
Yeah, you need to love the Queen to run the Queen's baton relay. We'll hold there. We'll get your details and see what we can do. Mick's in Avoca. Morning, Mick.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Keen to run this thing? We're good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Who are you nominating?
I'm nominating Australia's Strongest Woman, Martha Tevita.
Hey,
we've had her on the show before, Mick. She's
That's an amazing girl. That's
amazing.
A great suggestion.
Yeah, she's a friend of you guys.
Yep.
And, not only is she, it was second year running, actually. She just won in the last couple of weeks down in Melbourne again. So she back-to-back. So
we need to get her back on the show, actually.
Yeah, I've told her that. Whenever I see her around, I always say, hey, let us know when you've got an event or something coming up. But I don't know, maybe
she's... to her again. She tried to make us lift a car, Mick. I couldn't walk for 3 days.
Oh, she's a great suggestion. Honestly, I'd love to see Martha run the 100%.
She's incredible.
All right, hold the line,
That's
Mick.
That's a great suggestion.
Thanks for that one. We'll jot that down and see what we can do. Joe's in Tuggeranong. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
Who are you suggesting this morning?
Well, I'm going to suggest, I'm a bit nervous now because there's so many marathon runners. He's not really a marathon runner, but I'm suggesting Derek from We Care Uniting. He's an amazing man who started up the charity and we took over from Share the Love.
Okay.
So doing lots in the community.
Which is needed,
Yeah, lots in the community for women and families on the coast. But, I'm a bit, do you have to run?
Well, we need to look into the finer details. I'm sure if you wanted to...
A brisk walk.
..go at a slower pace, you might be able to get away with it. I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying he couldn't run it, but...
Maybe he could train for it.
I don't think he's going to be very grateful if I nominate him. I nominate him for a fair bit of stuff, and I think I'd be... My head might be on the chopping block if he's got to run.
Put it this way, Joe. He can't stop at a deli and get a pie mid-bat runner, right? He just needs to...
Why not?
That would be me.
Is that in the T's and C's? Or?
I'll have to look at the finer details to say if you can or can't stop at a cafe somewhere. Well, there's 3 great suggestions right there. So I reckon we look at putting these people in to represent the coast and, I don't know, do we...
See what we get.
Bring Gaundy T-shirt on or, like, how do we get in there? Just helping people in the community? Okay, happy with that? Happy to help.
I think let's just nominate them.
Okay. We've got the link here and we'll get those people on board. And I'm going to throw myself in there too, just in case. What? You don't want anything?
There's running.
All right. Don't be part of history then. Don't worry about it.
Can I, I don't know.
What?
Get a scooter or something?
I'll push you on a skateboard, all right?
That's an idea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Been holding on to this story for a while, guys.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Have you been waiting weeks for this?
I didn't even know what it was.
It's the lunchbox story. It's been up on the board every day and then taken down every day, and now this is it. It's time.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for it?
Let me just get comfortable.
Oh, man. You've been waiting weeks to hear this. what was your lunchbox like at school when you used to hit up school? What sort of stuff did your mum put in there?
I had one of those lunchboxes. You know, it had the lid on top that had the little thing that opened in the middle console.
Yeah, yeah. What was in there? Dips and stuff?
No, well, nothing. My mum didn't put anything in there because she was hopeless at making lunches. But I had a teacher who you had to show to her that you'd eaten all your lunch before you could go play.
Really?
Yeah, and I hated crusts as a kid.
Okay.
And I'd shove them all in that top bin.
And get away with it.
And I'd show her my lunchbox and she'd be like, all right.
She never thought to look in there.
No. Oh. I got away with it for years.
I had a sausage roll every day, so.
What? Yeah, oh, God.
For real. It's not like that anymore, the school canteens and lunchboxes. But a mum has come under fire from a school after she told her kid to go and, you know, grab whatever out of the fridge. She was running. I mean, it must be tough.
Can you imagine how chaotic
in the morning, you're trying to get ready for work. You're trying to get the kids ready for work. For school, sorry. I mean,
little kids with briefcases and suits. Now, you don't come home until you're a proper lawyer.
It's about time you start paying rent, young lady. You get out there and you find that job. But she said to her daughter, she said, look, just go to the fridge, grab whatever's in there, just fill the lunchbox, she'll be right for the day.
Free rain.
Free rain. The daughter's gone to the freezer and grabbed out one of those little, it looks really innocent Sunny when boy. You see the picture. It's a Smirnoff raspberry sorbet squeezer. And stuck it.
Well, it looked like an ice block.
It does. Have a look at the picture of it. So it looks like a.
It looks like one of those puree fruit things.
It could
or
be
like
yogurt.
A yogurt. Yeah.
Exactly. And so she's grabbed that thing and berry.
This is hilarious.
She's gone, this is just berry. I've grabbed that, put it in the lunchbox. And this school obviously does what your school does and checks the lunchbox. And luckily has found.
Someone checked before she had it, thank God.
Before she got to it. So don't call us up and say, you can't encourage kids taking alcohol to school because it was found just in time, confiscated by the teacher and probably had a bit later that day. But could you imagine how cool the kid would have been with the kids?
They wouldn't have even known what it was.
Are you sure?
No.
Kids don't know that stuff?
No.
Are you sure? She's played the innocent card and gone, I had no idea. And then she's gone, hey.
What, do you think that the girl, who's probably like eight, has rocked up to school and gone, guys, gather around.
I'm not suggesting that.
None of the
doesn't
kids
say what
known.
Year they're in, though. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
So it could be.
If she was in grade 12? Then maybe. Yeah,
as it gets a little, as it progresses a little bit older, you start to ask a few more questions. But they did say that the teacher's school and called, and the mum said they were very good about it. They made light of it. It was obviously an innocent mistake on my daughter's behalf. Blame the daughter. And she apologised for not sending enough. She apologised for not sending enough for the teachers, so. What?
She sounds like a cool mum. Wouldn't surprise me. If she had put that thing in there.
Oh, well, that's where we're going to say hashtag responsibly,
Breeder.
Oh,
it's a joke, obviously. It's a mistake.
So, look, you know.
Hey, I wish my mum still made my lunch. I'd take one of those to work any day.
Pack it for work.
Yes, please.
Post the age of 18 would be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.